Avocado.
Avocado.
Hey guys, Rodney here. You're welcome to another episode of The Young God, a podcast for gods. As of right now, we are still in the thick of the COVID-19 pandemic and the lockdown is in full effect. It's been about a month since lockdown commenced and I hope you're all safe and sound and productive. Yeah, productive. If you've listened back about two episodes, you would know how I feel about that. I hope you're all taking care of yourselves and your mental health, and by taking care, I mean actively transferring the energy used to worry about things onto something productive and beneficial to you and your future self. That's the ultimate mental health hack, to be honest. And this episode has me going in on mental health in all kinds of ways. Not in relation to COVID-19 or isolation, just a general discussion on the matter. For the longest time, I felt like everyone treats the issue with kid gloves. We do take it seriously, but I feel like people are too gentle and positive with it. It's all of the compassion without any of the responsibility. It feels good to be woke about the issue, to talk about our emotional problems and find company in our misery, but that's hardly a solution, is it? Because after all is said and done, people still suffer. People still deal with that dark demon. So today's episode is a table shaker, but it's also in many ways a chain breaker, because the main thing for me is to share practical ideas on how we might all supercharge our mental health for the long term. And the very first thing to keep in mind is to not sugarcoat mental illness as some sort of happy accident, when it's in fact a curse. Y'all ain't ready. Even I'm not ready, because anyway, here goes. Don't forget to follow the podcast on Instagram at The Young God Pod or Twitter at I Am The Young God. Enjoy the show. As you know, we spend a lot of time talking about how society has failed to acknowledge mental health and take it seriously. But quite frankly, that's the least of our problems. But before I go off, let me give credit where credit is due. I have no doubt that people in the mental health space mean well. They really do. I mean, do you know what it means to take it upon yourself to address the demons that go on in other people's heads? That is no small feat. Y'all are brave, man. Y'all are heroes. In fact, I think we've come a long way, to be honest. The needle has definitely shifted. They've done all these amazing things, and yet I can't help but feel like they stop just short of what the matter really is. They say, mental health matters. Okay, cool. And then what? They say, mental illness is not a choice. Okay, cool. What then? There's one in particular, though, that always gets me. Like, anytime I hear it, it boggles my mind. And that's when they say, it's okay to not be okay. On the surface, it sounds very harmless and motivational. But listen carefully. It's okay to not be okay. It's okay to not be okay. I'm sorry, but I humbly disagree. It's not okay to not be okay. In fact, not being okay is very detrimental to you and everyone around you. It's, in my opinion, an excuse for mediocrity. An excuse to avoid the pain and difficulty of making real change and progress. It's a lack of responsibility. It's a subtle acceptance of victimhood, and I can't stand it. This subtle glorification of weakness, god damn. Forgive me if I sound harsh or unsympathetic, but mental health is serious business, as I'm sure you all know by now. We can't keep coddling people who have a very serious problem, and we can't afford to trivialize it with fairy tale messaging. We can't tell them that they're fine the way they are when they're not. We can't walk on eggshells to spare their fragility. I'm sorry. I feel like mental health patients think they're special because of all the attention and sympathy they get. Some, not all, some think that they're because they suffer, they're special. Well, if you're someone who is currently dealing, I'm sorry to say, but you're not. In fact, you're average. You're as average as they come. Why? Because everyone is dealing with something. Everyone has it hard. Everyone is dealing with some trauma from their past. Everyone is flawed and weak and hurting. Everybody has been misunderstood at some point. So no, you're not special. You're going through what everyone goes through. You know what's special though? Dealing with your issues. Working through them. Staring into the abyss. Facing your demons. Overcoming them. Being the best you can be despite your burden. Not a lot of people get there. Most mental health victims let their issues limit and sometimes destroy them. Most people are okay simply managing the situation. Some use it as a crutch when it's convenient. Like, I have serious anxiety so I can't do this or that. Avoiding the things that trigger them with every opportunity they get. But those who overcome are special as fuck. Those who work every day to compensate for their shortcomings are one in 1,000. You know, they don't even talk about it anymore. They only talk about it if, you know, it's in the conversation or maybe they speak on it in the past tense. But there's this big dick energy that comes from holding yourself accountable and defeating your mental demons. Because once there's no enemy within, the enemy outside can do no harm. Just ask heavyweight champion Tyson Fury.
And I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. Mental health has got to be the biggest battle I've ever, ever, ever fought with.
So what
more than
you,
any
what,
opponent. Could
what, have, what had you depressed in?
I don't know. I really don't know what had me depressed. Mm-hmm. But I knew I was just spiraling out of control. And the only thing I could think of to make it better go away for a bit was getting drunk.
Wow.
And that just led to problems after problems after problems. And if the heavyweight champion of the world can suffer with these problems, and it's okay for him to come out and talk about it, then that should encourage others to come out and talk about it. Mm-hmm. Because as big as and as tough and as I suppose a great fighter I am, it can bring anybody down. Nobody is unstoppable from mental health problems.
Why do you think you're so ready to fight Deontay so early in your comeback?
Because I think I'm a great believer, always have been and always will be, when it's your time, it's your time. I've overcome so much already, I can't lose already.
Right.
I'm battling for all those people behind me suffering with mental health problems, suffering with addiction, suffering with all these problems. How can I lose? Mm. And I've already beat the dark demon.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Sure. All I've got to do now is beat a man with a pair of boxing gloves on.
Mm-hmm.
That should be simple because I know what he's going to do. Where mental health, that dark thing, you don't know where that's coming from. You don't know what it's going to do.
Did you hear that? That's what special sounds like. That's what's up. No one is born special. People become special by doing all of the above. Remember that. It's okay to not be okay is such a dangerous message, and we don't even know. And these are the most vulnerable people who are looking for hope and salvation. They will hear that shit and internalize it. And they will think that, you know, their problems are here to stay and all they have to do is just, you know, live with it. You know, I shudder to think. Again, let me just say that the intention is noble. I get it. It describes the fact that it's okay to feel anxious, depressed, even suicidal. It's supposed to help victims not feel guilty for their mental health problems. I get it. But it's just lazy branding. Now, this is a very difficult issue to thread. And I'm pretty sure that at this point I have offended every mental health advocate, professional, and victim along the way. But I mean no harm. You know, you think you're passionate about this shit. I am too, just in a different way. I'm just trying to offer a different perspective on a very serious issue because we see a lot of people who deal with or manage these issues, but very few ever come out of them permanently. Many don't even know that it's possible to completely overcome anxiety, panic attacks, depression, and all its other, you know, cousins. Instead, we focus so much on the suffering. We love to sit and listen to the sad stories of others. We love to compare suffering. We love to pity. It makes us feel good about ourselves. It makes us feel like we care. And while I will admit that speaking on your issues is a start, it's only a short-term solution, especially if you're not directing your words towards the person or people that caused your issues in the first place. Most mental health problems begin from a lack of communication between the victim and the oppressor. So it only makes sense that a big part of the solution would be open communication between the victim and the oppressor. Say how you feel, say what hurts you, say what you need to say. Be heard. Make yourself be heard, not just by strangers on a hotline or at a seminar or some workshop. Make yourself be heard to the people who actually matter. Face your mothers and brothers, your uncles and cousins, your teachers. That's how you slay the demon. That's how you overcome. That's how you become special. I'll be back after the break. I'm sure by now some of you are thinking, what's the solution, Rodney? Since you know mental health more than the professionals, what is the solution? Well, I'm glad you asked. Reality is the solution. Reality is everything, and this is something a lot of people don't know, including mental health professionals. Yeah, I hear people talk about everything when it comes to mental health. Everything except reality. Allow me break it down, okay? The mind is what experiences reality. What you see usually determines how you respond. A healthy mind can tell the difference between what's real and what's imaginary. An unhealthy mind cannot. Do you see where I'm going with this? A healthy mind can manage high and low emotions well. An unhealthy mind never knows what, when, or why it's feeling certain emotions. A healthy mind can properly synthesize reality. A broken one cannot. So it must mean that a mental health problem is simply the inability to relate to reality in a healthy way. My God, that was a mouthful. But imagine going through life unable to properly tell what is real from what isn't. Imagine going through life overreacting to every situation. Imagine being unable to deal when things get tough. And life is mostly tough. That's hell on earth. Imagine being unable to interact, connect with, and understand people in your life because your mind is broken. Imagine being unable to live with yourself. How can anyone be okay with living like that? How can that be okay on any level? It's not okay to not be okay. It's not. We need to teach people how to prevent mental health issues. We need to tell them as early as possible, as young as possible, that they don't just have a brain. The brain contains the mind, which also has a mind of its own. A wise man once said, "The mind is a beautiful servant and a dangerous master." Basically, if you don't become aware, conscious, and assume control of your mind, it will run wild and mess you up, bro. This is what people don't know. We need to teach people to develop strong minds that can think for themselves and handle adversity so that they can live their lives and pursue what is good for them, so long as they do not clash with others. Once you diminish yourself and start living by the rules of others, your mind will rebel against you. It will punish you for dishonoring it, for denying it. You will be tormented all your life. Most mental health problems can be traced back to this. In the same vein, people need to be taught to ask for what they want and what they need. They may not get it, but at least you have an answer. It's better than being tormented by your silence. Don't bury negative feelings. Don't let yourself be silenced. The conflict you avoid by not addressing a problem on the outside will start a war on the inside. That's how mental health problems start. People need to be taught to develop traits like humility and patience so that they never have to rush themselves or be too hard on themselves or feel entitled to anything. Nothing can affect your mental health when you respect yourself and the reality of things. The mind works best when it is in alignment with reality, with the truth. Basically, knowing the difference between what you can change and what you can't. A healthy mind knows and accepts that difference. A broken mind is always in the battle with reality and it always loses. Do you feel me? Acceptance is key. People need to be taught to develop self-reliance, the ability to think and solve their own problems. Every now and then, no matter how mentally healthy you are, things will happen that will test your mental resolve. It happens to the best of us. Even I who like to think that my mental health is A1. There are times when I get tested, and I urge you to develop the inner fortitude to face and fix your flaws, failures, and fantasies. Yeah, fantasies. Because we'd be lying to ourselves for no reason. And it is always the lies we tell ourselves that brings us the most problems. Nobody understands you like you. Your best bet is to have your own back and give yourself your own pep talks. Let your friends and family be a bonus, not the main thing. That's why they say everything you need is inside of you. Plus, it's way cheaper than therapy. Therapy is basically hiring someone to help you do the mental homework you should have done a long time ago. Therapy is expensive because running around inside the mind of another person is an extreme sport. You're basically taking on someone else's issues and traumas and, getting yourself tangled. Like, it's a mess. So that's why you get paid top dollar. So if you can do that for yourself, by yourself, all the better. Furthermore, you don't need people to check on you. One of the most popular messages in mental health is check on your friends, check on your strong friends, make sure your friend is okay. That's all well and good. Check on your friends by all means. But if you are the victim, don't expect anyone to check on you. Don't count on it. Don't depend on it. Don't depend on anyone for your own salvation. Only you know what you're dealing with, so only you can fix it. I could go on and on and on. I recommend that you read books on this stuff. I could make some recommendations if you want to know. Just get in my DMs, as I've already put up at the top. Just educate yourself. The information is out there. If you find something that resonates, internalize it. Make it stick so that your mind can deal on autopilot. Basically, all of this to say, train your mind, strengthen your mind, know your mind so that it can keep the mental health demons at bay. If not, they will catch you unawares when you least expect. And most importantly, this is so important. This is like the most important thing I could say to anyone out here today. Learn to love. Love conquers all, I swear to God. I know it's something people say all the time, but if you know what it truly means to love, you will know how crucial this thing is. Loving yourself is the bare minimum, but loving others as you love yourself, whew, that's where the magic is. That's something that mental health demons can never come between. As I come to the end of this episode, I'm well aware that this may not go down with everyone, but I said what I said. Some of you will hear this and understand. Others will get defensive and, come at me for whatever reason. And hey, it's all good, man. It's my platform. I can say what I want to say, and I've said what I want to say. So take what you will. My work here is done. In the end, the proof will be in the pudding. As usual, I'm open to hearing from you, whether it's via the voice message link in the description of this podcast or IG/Twitter. If you enjoyed this episode, I promise you will enjoy an earlier one from season 2 titled Shaking the Table on Suicide. Do share this with anyone you think will benefit. As always, I'm your host, Rodney, and this is The Young God.